Last Monday, I had the opportunity to visit the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe in Marytown, Illinois. After making a stop by the church, I went to visit the Kolbe Holocaust exhibit. There, they have a showing of pictures of St. Maximilian's life, along with some explanations and also some quotes from the saint. There was one room in particular that drew my attention as I went through the exhibit. It was the room with pictures from World War II, the time when St. Maximilian was captured, sent to an extermination camp, and finally martyred when he offered his life in exchange for one of his fellow prisoners who had been condemned to death. As I was looking at the pictures of the many victims of the war, some of these pictures taken as the prisoners were arriving to the camps or even heading to the gas chambers, I could not but be in pain and ask the Lord, why? Why did this happen? How can someone be so cruel to another person or to a group of people? It was then that I asked God to help me understand where he had been when all these atrocities happened. And then one idea came to mind, and that was the idea, the concept of the body of Christ. For the gospel today and the next couple of Sundays, we will be listening to John chapter 6. This section in the Gospel of John is usually known as the Bread of Life Discourse. And what is, or rather, who is the Bread of Life? It is Christ, of course. He becomes bread and wine at every Mass on the altar. And when the time to eat the bread of life from the altar comes, the time for communion, we go down the line to receive the Eucharist, and the priest, the deacon, or the minister says to us, the body of Christ, to which we answer, amen. And behold that when we eat the body of Christ, a great miracle happens. We become what we receive. As Saint Augustine once said, we become the body of Christ that we receive at the time of communion. And how is this all connected to my time at the Kolbe Holocaust exhibit? Because I asked God where he had been during the war and all its atrocities. And his answer to me was, I was captured and sent to the extermination camps as well. I was tortured, put under slave work, and executed too. If we become what we receive, if we become the body of Christ, then Christ's body suffers when we suffer and what we suffer. That radical is the meaning of the expression, we become the body that we receive. Our joys become his joys, and our suffering becomes his suffering as well. That close did God want to be to us, that we would even be able to become his body. And he knew the consequences of it. So today, as we receive the Eucharist, I invite us to walk down the communion line in awe and wonder of the miracle that happens then. We become the body that we eat. We become the body of Christ. I also invite us to walk down the communion line with respect and admiration for our God, who allows that you and I become him, knowing that our joys will be his and our pain will be his as well. And finally, I invite us to walk down the communion line with the firm resolve to never make the body of Christ suffer again in the person of any of our brothers and sisters, especially the most vulnerable among us. He has suffered enough, and so have many of our brothers and sisters that still to this day cry out to God in pain, some of which might be present here in our midst this morning. May the Holy Spirit help us to become one body and one spirit in Christ.